speak to the young people, I thought I would show you the little video about Ukraine. Lots of people were asking about that, so it's only about a few minutes long. We'll show it to you, but collecting all the aid to send out to Ukraine. Thank you. I've just flown back to Poland. We're all excited because lorry number two has arrived. It's been offloaded directly into a Ukrainian lorry and it's going to go straight to Ukraine tonight. These people have been blessed and they're so humble about your kindness. You have no idea, but we want to say thank you. One of the greatest items people in Ukraine want to do, or the refugees, is canned meat. Small tins or big tins. These are about a pound and these are about £2. 28 pallets with 1,000 on each pallet approximately suddenly becomes £28,000. For all the people who have given money, hundreds, over 1,000 of you have donated money. Most of that money is going directly to food, to help buy food for the people. And we're just doing that gradually. Hendrik's looking after the logistics and it's all happening as we speak. Another truck has arrived from Northern Ireland. This is 7 trucks have arrived, 40 footers. And this is going straight into the back of the Ukrainian lorry. So it's all happening in Poland. It's all happening from Northern Ireland to Poland to Ukraine. And also while in Poland, some lorries have been distributed all over the country of Poland with thousands of refugees all over the country, trying to help as many as possible. And many of you have made that possible with your donations, financially and also with your aid last Saturday. We're at one of the refugee centres here, and this is Richard McConaghy. He was driving a big 40-foot lorry, and he came in to see some of the children, brought them some sweets. So you can get an idea of what it's like here. There's about 40 beds all over the place. Richard, thanks for driving over. It means a lot to all these children. High five! Delighted to see the Montgomery Transport. Another 2 lorries have arrived. That's number 8 and 9, full of aid, all the way from you in Northern Ireland. And the people are absolutely delighted. So there's another, number 2 Montgomery. And he's parking right beside A1 Transport. And the Ukrainian lorries are here waiting to reverse up behind them. And it's going to be unloaded straight into Ukrainian lorries and over to Ukraine across the border tonight. So many children and people all over Ukraine are going to benefit because of your kindness. From all over Northern Ireland, sending so much aid out in the lorry. Lorry number 7, 8 and 9 have just arrived with another 21 to come. Thank you so much from the Ukrainian people.
Grassman, thank you so much. This lovely Irina is now found an owner and it's going to a lovely home and with this little child. And thank you very much.
Three of those big lorries left here, and once they arrive in Poland, they're transferred into a Ukrainian lorry, taken straight to Ukraine. Mainly working through the churches, the people line up for hours and hours just to get bags of clothes and bags of food, and that all still goes on in the background. The war still goes on. Hundreds of thousands of people displaced. Thousands have to move, millions have to move out of Ukraine, and they're literally separate, mothers and children right across, literally across the world. So when you're sitting here tonight in church, whenever we tell people Northern Ireland's a wonderful place to live, it sounds like heaven on earth to those people. So we're going to show you one. I'm actually a professional horse rider. I know I preach part-time, but I want to show you just what it's like to ride a horse. Thank you. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Me still practicing. I don't think I'll ever be a horse rider. Can't even ride a donkey. I'm going to come down here And I was told to announce, I've never had to announce this in my life before. For all the adults and teenagers, there's tea and coffee and ice cream. And for children, you're allowed to sit and watch the adults eat the ice cream. You have to be over 12 years of age for the ice cream. Unless your parents allow you to have it, that's okay. So it's going to be a really short message. I'm looking for a queen. Remember what I told you about the queen? Is she here? Who wants to be the prince to choose the queen? Any young man? This is all the wee boys in the corner, 4-year-olds, all excited. What's your name? Stripey, come on up. I'm sorry, I could don't know your name. I call you Stripey. I could have called you Zebra to keep it in the animal, but I'll call you Stripey. What's your name? Luke? Okay, look, I want you to look for a queen tonight. Sorry for calling you Stripey, but I couldn't think, it was sort of obvious. You have to look really happy. She has to be a teenager, because children are too small to leave their mummies to be a queen. You have to lose it. So you don't have to marry them. You're just trying to help me to choose one. I actually need 5 of you. It's funny the way you look at somebody and they look away really quickly, don't they? The wee children are going, choose me. The grannies are going, choose me. But the teenagers are going like, you're not going to choose me. So we'll look over here first. Oh, there's some over there too. Look. Right, look, away you go. It's not a cattle market, just remember it. Let me do it, okay? It's a church setting.
How am I meant to do it?
Oh, how you meant to do it? Yeah. Just say, excuse me, Hodge. Just pick at somebody and keep looking at them. See her scratching her arm? Thank you. Give her a wee clap, folks. Thank you. Yeah. Who's the first one here? Oh, sorry, what's your name? Me, yeah. Come on up, me. Everybody in the cover's got the same Christian name. They all call me. Oh. Where's my... Oh, yes. Me, what's your name? Oh, yeah, that sounds better than me. Amazon delivery to your comfort. Right, can you put a... can you put a crown on somebody? Gold or silver, Amy?
Silver.
Oh, you're very polite. Gold's worth more. Will you put that on her? That's not a stick, that's a zephyr. Not lovely? Okay. Who's doing the... Hello? Any PowerPoints, please? Thank you, the Queens. This is you. Does anyone know who this is in the background? Yes? What's her first name? Queen Elizabeth. That's the Queen. How many years has the Queen been the Queen? Over here? Good. How old is Queen Elizabeth on her 97th birthday? How old will she be? Yes? Who owns that child? What school do you go to? Who is your maths teacher? Yes? 90? That's the right answer. 96, then she'll be 97. That's good. So we're not going to talk about Queen Elizabeth, because whenever you study the Bible, it's full of queens. You might know some of them, but I wonder, do you know the next one here? Jezebel. Hello, Jezebel. You're a bad girl. I know your parents think you're a lovely child. You are a lovely child. But here in the Bible, the Bible says, see, whenever you go to somebody's funeral and the minister is burying the person, it's amazing how every person they bury are the most wonderful people ever came to church, even though they never came to church. They're the most honest people, even though they owned half the people money. And nobody really liked them because they were such bad neighbors. But when they're getting buried, they're buried like they're prince or princesses. And I thought, was that the same person I knew alive? Because he made him sound really different. I'm surprised he didn't come back to life because he made him sound so good. But the difference between man and God, God's very honest. He tells it as it is. That's why the Bible's a special book. If you're a good young person, God says you're a good young person. If you're a very good young person, Amy, God says you're very good. But if you're bad, God's not going to say you're good to make you happy. He says you're bad. If you're very good, God says you're very bad. But if you're wicked, God says you're wicked. And if you're evil, God says you're evil. Now this woman, Jezebel, together with her husband... Are you married? No?
Well, in this story, you were married. Don't know what happened. She was married to a king called Ahab. He was a very wicked king because he told people to stop worshiping God and told people they must worship the false idol called Baal. Baal worship. And of course, the Bible forbids us to worship idols or idolatry. And a man of God called Elijah came and challenged the king. And God says, you better hide, could have just turned off the rain for 3.5 years. Not only that, Jezebel, the king wanted to buy a piece of property, a vineyard. And Naboth would not sell it. And he went home and started to sulk and cry. And Jezebel, she went over and said, don't you worry, I'll get you the vineyard. And she plotted against the man's death. She had him put to death. And Ahab went in and he claimed his vineyard. Elijah comes along and says, you have had an innocent man put to death and you've stolen his vineyard. And he said, because of that, none of your sons are going to be kings and you are going to die prematurely. And your wife Jezebel, like that man Naboth, he was put to death and the dogs licked up his blood. Jezebel, the same thing's going to happen. Do you know what happened, Jezebel? Ahab died. His sons died in battle. And one day, Jezebel was upstairs in the palace and her own people turned on her, pushed her out the window, and she fell out and the dogs came and licked up her blood on the ground. Very, very solemn, very, very serious. Because Queen Jezebel thought she could do whatever she liked because she thought she had everything. But whenever she met a face with God, God says, Jezebel, you are nothing in my sight but a bully. And what you've caused to that man, the same thing's going to happen to you. And so many people think they're landed, think they've got everything. They've got so much money, so much control, so much power. But God says, you forgot one thing. Well, I look down at you, I ignore your crying, I ignore your good looks, and all I see is your heart. And Jezebel had an evil, evil heart. Even though Ahab repented, it didn't make up for the man who died and the way he lived. And God let him live a little bit longer. But Jezebel died an awful death, even though she thought she was going to live forever. So Jezebel, unfortunately for you, it was a very sad ending. So I wouldn't change your name. Stick to Amy. Stand our way second. We have another one. What's your name again? Look. Oh, look, I forgot. Your name's called Queen Vashti. Who's a good queen? Choose another one. Just keep looking and staring, and then when you see them looking back, call them up quickly. We'll go left and right. Left. Thank you. Give her a wee clap, folks, for looking. Queen Vashti's. Sorry, I meant the girl behind you. Yeah. No, actually did. Oh, okay.
I'm here anyway.
Sorry, I apologize. She just really wants to be a queen. But you can be the next one. What's your name?
I'm Andrea.
Andrea? Mm-hmm. That's a nice name. Gold or silver?
Gold.
Woo! Gold, right? Give this young girl, she's called Vashti. There you go, you hold on your wee stick, your scepter. Queen Vashti was already a queen. You're a good queen. You know that, don't you? Very good queen. She was married to Ahasuerus. And one day they had a big celebration for many months. At the very end, the men's over on this side of the palace, the girls over on this side of the palace, and all the men said, bring your queen out to see how beautiful she is. But she refused to come out because the men had been drinking. And she said, I'm not going to come and stand in front of all those men. They're going to maybe call me names, whistle at me, say things. So her integrity was very important. Her morals were very important. And so she was not going to come and be humiliated in front of all the people. So she made a choice not to come. And as a result, all the men said to the king, your wife has refused, the queen has refused to obey the king. What are you going to do? And the king had no choice. But he let the queen go. And I thought, Queen Vashti was a good queen. And young people, when you go to high school, when you go to university, you get a job, you're going to meet people, and they're going to challenge you to do things, to say things, to look at things, to go places, and so on and so on. Most people will come out in front of the king, in front of the people, and do what's expected of them. But how many of you will be like Queen Vashti and say, no, morally speaking, that's wrong. Even if it costs you your job, costs you your friends, costs you everything, are you willing to take a stand, the picture of a Christian in the real world saying, I'm not prepared to overstep the mark? Most people go there, but the real strong Christian with conviction will say, it's too far. You're a good queen. Good girl. Bad queen. Good girl. Bad queen. We need one more look. You enjoying this part? You have to look happy up here. You're really smiling, aren't you? Okay. Right? The girls are really waving at you. Pretend to scratch and itch and all this here. They're actually waving at you. Look. Can you do it by yourself now? Go ahead. Who's it going to be? I think we have to get this Scottish girl. Yes, I knew you'd pointed her. Do you mean the granny or the one behind her?
No,
he's there. Oh, sorry, granny. Sorry, I thought he meant you. Yes, come on up. Thank you. Give her a wee clap, folks. This is another good one. Come you up here a wee second. What's your name? Caitlin. Do you want to be a good queen or a bad queen? Of course you want to be a good, wants to be a bad queen, apart from... Yeah, but you have no choice. Gold or silver? Gold. High standards in this part of the world. I'll give you gold. Sorry, I taken your place, look. There's a big heart in the middle of it. Just throw it onto her. Does it look like a snowball? I'll just keep your hands in your pocket. Be cool about the whole thing. That's good, like. Queen Esther. This child was an orphan child. The Bible teaches she lost her parents, so humanly speaking, she had no real potential, no real future, because her parents weren't there to drive her, to encourage her, to look after her. But she had a cousin called Mordecai, and the king, who was married to Vashti, he needed a queen. Man needs his wife, king needs a queen. So he got all the girls. All the girls could actually come up if you want to be chosen, but you're too late, you've missed the opportunity, because we already have one. All the girls come up, and the queen, king, when he saw Queen Esther, his knees began to wobble like jelly. Because he thought, who's this girl? She's beautiful. Nothing to do with her Scottish dress. It was nothing to do with that at all. It was just she looked beautiful as Caitlin, Esther, as Esther did. And he said, I want this girl. Esther, do you want to marry the king?
Yes.
Yes? Look how happy she looks. Imagine he was the king of the king. The king's more happy than all the queens put together. He's so excited. He's never had, he's dreamed about one queen, now he's got three, and there's even more coming. So Esther, his cousin said, don't tell the king that you're a Jew. Jews were God's chosen people, but the king did not like the Jewish people. That would have affected what happened. But God had a plan for Esther. And in the story of Esther, you read all about it. Suddenly there's a man called Haman. He's jealous of all the Jewish people, wants everyone to bow down to him. Her cousin Mordecai refused to, so he builds a gallows and he wants to have him put to death. And as a result, every Jewish person is going to die on a certain day. So what does Esther do? She needs to go to the king, but rather than rushing to the king, she gets onto her knees and prays and asks her close friends to come and pray with her. There's a challenge. We naturally rush to the phone to Google answers. We naturally rush to people to find solutions, but how many of us would go to God first, learn from Esther? She had all the friends, could have went to anyone, she was the queen, but she locked herself in her room, stopped eating, stopped drinking for 3 days just to cry unto God. Because if she went into the king and he never gave her permission, she could be put to death. She put her neck on the line because she said, if I perish, I perish. And her uncle said, who knows, Esther, you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And never before does God need young people to be here for such a time as this. Young people are getting everything thrown at them at high school, university, all these places. So God needs people with conviction and courage to stand up, willing to be persecuted by name calling and all these things thrown at them. But willing to be strong enough because they're relying on the rock Christ Jesus, their foundation strong, and they're willing to say, enough is enough. And Esther says, if I perish, I perish. And she went into the king. And because of Esther's courage to do that, her entire nation of Jewish people were saved on that day. If Esther never took the stand, if she never went in, her people would have been wiped out. So God chose a little girl, a little orphan child, to become queen, to take a stand for that moment. And I thought, if God can use a little girl like Esther to become queen, to have the courage to save her people, what could he not do with you at school, at work, at university, wherever? Somebody with conviction, somebody with courage. For me, two most important things about life are finding the Lord Jesus and following him, trusting in him and serving him, no matter where you're at. So Esther, you're a good queen. Another one. Can we find another queen? Queen of Sheba. Right, Luke? Get all excited again. This could be your potential wife, I'm just saying. Or your mother-in-law, we just don't know the difference. At this stage of life, it's hard to know. The one who keeps looking away?
Yeah.
Oh, this young girl, white, she's looking away, she goes, I hope it is me. Yes, the young potential school teacher plays beautifully the piano. This one, what's her name, do you know?
I think it's Rachel.
Rachel, if you're called Rachel, up you come. You're supposed to, they hate getting their names called wrong. I'm not up you come. Well done, you're the Queen of Sheba. A very typical teacher, pink or blue, sorry. Blue, since you're wearing blue. There you go. Now don't throw it. Don't hit her with it. Present it nicely. And don't sneeze on her. And give her a wee scepter. Good girl. Right, you're the Queen of Sheba. What is your first name, sorry?
Catherine.
Catherine. It's not even close to Rachel. It's like different letters altogether. If you said Roberta, I would understand it's close to Rachel. Okay, sorry, I got mixed up. You're the Queen of Sheba. Very curious. Not nosy, very curious, because you heard about Solomon. Solomon, the Bible, is the wisest man and the wealthiest man. So that's the type of man you want. Somebody's wealthy and somebody's wise. And then you're landed. They're hard to find. But this girl, she was a queen, and she brought a big train of camels with her because she heard about Solomon's knowledge, his wisdom, and his wealth. Whenever she saw Solomon in all of his glory, she said, "The half was never told me." And I thought, what does that remind me of? Solomon's a picture of the Lord Jesus. I could talk all day about Jesus and God and heaven. But see, when the Christian gets to heaven, meets with the Lord Jesus, you're going to say, I knew nothing in comparison to what I see now. That's why somebody said, if you try to work out the mind of God, you'll blow your mind. And whenever she saw all of his palace, his workers, his servants, she was just completely taken away. Because what you heard about Solomon and the way he served the Lord. And girls, whenever you're going to find a potential husband, have you started looking? No? Look. No? Okay, just ask the question. Look for somebody. Don't worry about the wealth. If you have a good job, he's happy with that. That's the way it works nowadays. But look for somebody who's in touch with God. Somebody who loves the Lord, has a desire to serve him, who's involved in God's work in his local church. All these things, and you're ticking the right boxes. Now, Solomon, he started well. And remember this here. But Solomon loved women. And he started to get 1, 2, till he got 700 wives and 300 girlfriends. And I thought, that's a massive church. He could influence all those people for God. But the Bible says those girls took Solomon away from God or out of the church, and he started to worship idols. So that man who was blessed with wisdom, blessed with wealth, blessed with knowledge, made the mistake of getting all those wives, and they are the ones who took him away from God. Relationships are important. Get somebody in touch with God. He loves the Lord, has a desire to go on with God, not who will pull you away from God. Don't make the mistake of finding someone hoping they might come to church. Coming to church doesn't make you a Christian. Does going to McDonald's make you a burger? Going to a mechanic make you a car? It doesn't. Find someone who knows the Lord Jesus, who's already saved and has that desire to serve God. One final one. This could be her. No, don't look at me. Look for a wife. I mean, look for a This is Queen Herodias. Ah, isn't that lovely, just the way you pointed? Who is it? Are you pointing at? You don't know? That's a granny.
No,
oh, do you mean this one?
Yeah,
the one with the long hair. That makes it narrows it down to all the girls. The one with the lovely dress. Good girl. What's your name? Ellen. Do you want to be a good queen or a bad queen? Sorry, you can't be a good queen. She's a bad queen. Okay, but it's only for tonight. Put the crown on her. You're getting good at this, like. You've been doing this in your dream. You've been doing this in your dream. Queen Herodias. She was married to Philip, blessed with a little girl called Simolia. And the problem was Philip had a brother called Herod, and she started to like him. Herod cut off his marriage. So did Herodias. They both divorced their husband and wife, and they married each other. There was a man called John. John the Baptist was the best friend of Jesus, born up at the same time, grew up together. When wee John was in his mother's womb, the Spirit of the Lord leapt within him, within her, because he was so excited to serve God. Whenever Jesus came, he told everyone, "Here comes Jesus, the Lamb of God, to take away the sin of the world." The Bible says about John, there's no greater man than John the Baptist, humanly speaking. Not Samuel, not David, not Solomon. John the Baptist has been the greatest human ever to live. Now, John the Baptist, because he pointed out Herodias' sin, she began to envy him, began to hate him, and had him put into prison. On a little girl's birthday, the king was so impressed with her dancing, he said, "I will give you anything to the value of your kingdom." And she ran off and asked her mother, and she said, "Ask the king for the head of John the Baptist." Now, if you ever asked the question, why did bad things happen to good people? Nothing worse happened to a better person than John the Baptist. Because the king made this declaration in front of everyone, it had to be carried out. The reading tonight was in the book of Acts about the prison. The windows opened, the doors opened, the chains fell off. But Paul and Silas never escaped. They could have escaped. I would have ran for my life. But John the Baptist, the best type of human being ever to live, walked with Jesus, preached about him, best friends. Jesus is outside, he's alive. And the soldiers came in not to release him, but to take off his head and to carry it in a platter to give it to King Herod. And I thought, bad queen, really bad queen. But the challenges you go through life, you're going to get many disappointments. You're going to get people who let you down. That's what human beings do. You're going to feel like I ride the donkey every time. I haven't read it yet, but I keep trying. That's like life. You got to keep trying and trying and trying again. But you don't try to be a Christian. The moment you ask God to forgive you, he forgives you instantly. And then you try to be a good Christian, but you are a Christian once you ask him to save you. And I thought, Herodias, John the Baptist, wonderful man, lost his life in the prime of his life because of a bad queen who hated him, pointing out her sin. So whenever you stand up for God as a Christian, people's not going to like it. But you have a challenge as a Christian to do that, to challenge people about their life, to try and win them for God, but everyone's not going to clap. People's not going to like you for it. They might even turn against you. But that's why it's so important to stay close to God. That's it. I think that's the last one yet. So as these other queens, and now if you want to choose a wife, which one would you choose? Which one? She's still sitting down. Oh, that's enough. Give her brides all a wee clap. Or brides, I meant to say queens. Okay. We're going to sing our final hymn together, and then the children are going to watch me eat ice cream. Isn't that fair?
No.
You said no. Okay. Well, you can't have a race because it's dangerous. Let's stand up to sing the final hymn, please.
I could not find.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful service tonight. Jesus Christ, our living hope, our salvation. And Father, we thank you for everyone who's taken part tonight, for all these young people, for those who will serve over the summer. And most importantly tonight, Father, as we finish this evening service, before we enjoy refreshments with ice cream and tea, we pray, Lord, if you've been speaking to any heart tonight, before this evening closes, Lord, will they come through and put their faith and trust in the lovely Lord Jesus to be saved and set free forever. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Ice cream for primary school children is also a possibility.